Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I was not able, because of having been gone so long and things have to be done when you come back then, to be in on every service. But when I was there and led the service, I was led by the Spirit of God to read here from this fourth chapter of the Acts, and to note how that the apostles and the early church prayed, and what they prayed for. These services prior to camp meeting were called for that one purpose, not to pray for anything else or anybody else except camp meeting.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagen's teaching, The Supernatural. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
Father, we're so grateful and thankful for all of your blessings. We could never praise you enough, but we are grateful. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We love you with all of our hearts. We thank you for your precious, holy, written word. We thank you for the privilege to be a doer of the word, not just to hear only. So we're praising you in advance for everything that shall be wrought among us. Hallelujah. Now, as we look to the Word of God tonight, thank you for giving us utterance in the Holy Ghost. May we speak as of the oracles of God. Enable us by the anointing of your Spirit to stand in the office that you called us to, and to function in that place to the full potential. May the congregation have listening ears and open minds and receptive hearts to your word. And we'll give all praise and honor and glory for everything that's wrought among us unto the worthy and majestic name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open them, please. How many of you have your Bible with you? Would you hold it up? Amen. Just look around at that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Open your Bibles to the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. We'll read from there, and we'll read some other scripture also. All right. You have your Bibles open to the third chapter of the Acts. Let's start with the very first verse. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sent for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk?" Now notice the 16th verse. "And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now then, Peter and John were taken in question, and they were brought before the Sanhedrin, and they were commanded to preach and teach no more in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now skip down to the 4th chapter of Acts, and the 23rd verse, and being let go, they went unto their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. The next verse said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. I want to read one other portion of Scripture. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Well, we'll read more than one verse. We'll read a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's notice the 4th and 5th verses. Well, let's just start with the first verse. Let's read more. Let's get the full import here. Paul said, writing to the church at Corinth, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, if we all went home now, we'd be blessed. Can you say amen? Amen. 2 weeks prior to camp meeting, and last year we did the same, we came in off of the field and had a couple of weeks of prayer in the morning time. We have prayer school each afternoon at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, the year around. A little teaching on the subject of prayer and then intercession, and then at 2:15, school of healing. But we added a morning prayer series from 10:30 till 12, Monday through Friday, the last 2 weeks, or the 2 weeks prior camp meeting. I was not able, because of having been gone so long and things have to be done when you come back then, to be in on every service. But when I was there and led the service, I was led by the Spirit of God to read here from this 4th chapter of the Acts, and to note how that the apostles and the early church prayed and what they prayed for. These services prior to camp meeting were called for that one purpose, not to pray for anything else or anybody else except camp meeting. And we took at different times each one of the speakers and prayed for them, not only for their ministry here, but for their ministry at large and in general. And we took the singers. We prayed about the ushers. We prayed about folks who are coming that we don't know about and some that we do know about. And we took them to the Lord. But above everything else, we notice what the early church, how they prayed. You'll notice that Peter and John, being let go, went into their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. You know, when you get in trouble, that's a good place to be, in your own company. Hallelujah. And among people who know how to pray. And the word of God said, when they heard that, they, the whole company of believers, all of them at once, lifted up their voice with one accord. Now, I'm sure that they didn't all just say word for word what is written here, but the Holy Ghost through Luke gives us how God looked upon it and what he heard. And first of all, I want you to notice that they lifted up their voices with one accord and first began to talk about how big God is. Lord, thou art God. Hallelujah. Who has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is. Most people, when they come to pray, begin to talk about the problem, first of all, and talk about the situation that exists, and talk about how big it is, and talk about what the devils are doing, that he's going to take everything over. I hear that. I heard that when I was a teenager, when I first started preaching at 17 years of age.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book entitled, Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And, you know, Rhema Bible Training College, you can apply for the fall semester, of course, for the spring as well. But right now we're concentrating on fall. You can go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
You can use pastoral ministry, biblical studies, student ministries, which is the youth and children, itinerant, that's the traveling ministers, mission, world missions, which is the missions, and then the ministry of helps.
Yes.
Which is just helping in the church, being a part and involved in the church. And then the new program, the music and media program.
Yes.
Those are all available. You can go to rbtc.org and find out. In fact, you can even enroll. I mean, fill out an application online if you want to. Or you can ask for material to be sent to you. Just whatever is necessary, that's what you need to do. We'd like to have you here. It is the best Bible college in the world.
That's right.
And we have 312 of them now, I think, in 59 nations it is, 58 nations, something like that. It's hard for me to keep up. It's growing so fast.
That's right.
The main mother school is right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Rhema campus. So, hey, check us out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.